2:49. This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580. I'm Celeste Quinn. Coming up this Saturday, the 5th of April, the University of Illinois College of Veterinary Medicine will hold an open house from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Saturday. Veterinary students will offer visitors a behind-the-scenes look at the college. One of those students is Heather Brown. She is a second-year vet med student from Aurora, and this is her second experience as one of the event's organizers, and she's my guest in this portion of the program. Welcome, Heather.
Thank you.
Well, give us some sense of the wide variety of activities and exhibits and demonstrations that will be a part of this year's open house.
We really have something for all ages, all people this year. We have a lot of exotic animals that will be there, such as hedgehogs, amphibians, snakes, reptiles. We'll also have your regular dogs and cats. You can learn more about them through our different booths. Different specialties will be represented, such as dermatology, cardiology. And then we'll have our large animals. I know we have goat and sheep milking is one of our stations. We also have what's called the cow with the window, which is a fistulated cow that actually has an opening into the stomach where children can reach their arms in and feel like what it feels like inside. And we'll also have organized vet med there talking about different legislations that affect agriculture all over the state and through our school. And you can just learn a lot about veterinary medicine, learn more about your pets at home, and just basically pick the brains of all the veterinary students who are going to be there that day.
So, and besides that cow that you can interact with, will there be animals that you can interact with?
Yes, there will be certain animals you won't be able to. Like, I know there's one thing where we have a looking zoo where we'll have some exotic animals there. But I know through the Herps booth, which should be in the Basic Sciences building, they will have different snakes and reptiles. Also, Behavior Club and Small Animal Medicine will have some dogs and cats there. The Wildlife Medical Clinic will also be there, and they will have their resident owls. We'll have Penelope and a lot of our different animals who are there, including owls, kestrels, and a great horned owl and a hawk as well. So they will be there for people not to hold, but to be able to see.
To see. Now, what kind of animal is Penelope?
Penelope is an owl herself, and she's been with the clinic, with the Wildlife Medical Clinic, for the past couple of years, and she goes basically on PR talks with the clinic.
Very interesting. What kinds of activities have you planned with children in mind?
We have a lot is geared towards younger children, as well as children through middle school and high school. But specifically for the young children, we do have a kids tent where we are going to have face painting. We're going to have different things where they can make ears so that they look like their favorite animals. And also there's going to be a booth with actually a children's illustrator who is going to teach children how to draw animals and basically draw the animals that they see that day.
Yeah. And I also understand you're going to have a young ventriloquist.
Yes.
For the kids.
Yes.
That'll be fun as well. Yes. Now, will there be opportunities for young people to learn about careers in veterinary medicine?
Yes, we will have some of the people from our admissions committee there, as well as second and third year students, basically to talk to students in high school or even undergraduate students about what they need to do to prepare for a career in veterinary medicine, and what kind of classes they need to do, what major they should be in, and basically just about the application process and getting into U of I Vet Med.
Yeah. When you finish your DVM, what do you plan to do?
I'm from Aurora, so I'm hoping to go back around to the Chicagoland area and work in a small animal practice, hopefully seeing some exotics as well, so some birds, amphibians, reptiles.
There are all kinds of career opportunities for people in veterinary medicine and animal science. Can you just name a few that we might not know about?
Yes. A lot of people, when they think of vet med, they only think of, taking, my dog to the vet, the small animal vet. Large animal vets are needed throughout the state and throughout the world, basically for all of our agriculture. Also, there are vets. There's a vet that works for NASA. There are vets that work for food inspection, which we need a lot of. Also, they have veterinarians working in industry. And also, there are vets that work for different drug and pharmaceutical manufacturers, basically to help with the animals in laboratories for making drugs for human use. So it's an all-encompassing career in the fact that you're not only helping animals, but you're also helping the human welfare as well.
Yeah. Now, when did you decide veterinary medicine was for you?
I was young. I was probably about 8 years old, and I just, like many other people, always loved animals. So I started working in a small animal clinic and then worked on farms and had an internship at Brookfield Zoo. And so I just really got interested and realized that this was my love. So I'm very lucky and very happy to be where I am today.
I would imagine your advice to someone who was interested in veterinary medicine or a career in animal science would do just what you did in terms of getting out there and looking for opportunities to work with animals so that you get a little experience and you really find out if it's right for you.
Definitely. The only way to find out for sure is to be in that experience. And, you know, it's one thing to say, oh, I love animals, they're really cute. But when you're actually working with them, it can really help you realize if that's what you want to do. So just go out there, volunteer. You know, humane societies are always looking for help, people to walk dogs, clean cages, talk to your own small animal vet and see if they need help. Or, you know, even some of the large animal vets will let you come along during the summertime months just to get an idea, just to get a piece of the inside world and see if that's what you're really looking for.
Yeah. Now, when people get to the college on Saturday, is there a place you recommend they start their tour of the college's facilities?
Basically, yes, there will be an information tent, which you really can't miss. It'll be right in front of the school. There's free parking in the main parking lot right outside of Vet Med off Lincoln Avenue. And if you just walk right up to the information tent, we will have maps and we'll have a layout of what's going on. The event goes from 9 to 4, but there are certain things that are only going on at different times, such as the ventriloquist has, I believe, either two or three performances, so you'll have the times for that. And then also there will be demonstrations of our animal rehab using the animal underwater treadmill, which is always a big hit each year, and that will be at two times during the day. So you can plan your day by that, and then we'll have exhibits outside in the basic sciences building, also in the small animal clinic and large animal clinic.
Okay, and it's going to be a beautiful day on Saturday.
Yes.
Mostly sunny, high of 60. So now, if people want to make a day of it, will they be able to purchase food and beverages?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, there will definitely be food and beverages there. That they should be selling just about all day. So that will be right in the Vet Med Cafe, which is also located on the map.
Okay, well, I'll see you there.
Great, sounds good. Thank
you. Heather Brown, this is her second experience as one of the events organizers, one of the open house organizers. She's a second-year vet med student from Aurora, and I want to thank her for being part of the show this
afternoon. Thank you so much for having me.
The University of Illinois College of Veterinary Medicine's annual open house is set for this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. The event is free and open to the public. Parking also free at the college, which is located at 2001 South Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.